If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We appreciate you for tuning in today. We're here to share with you the truth that small business is big business. Your business is our business, and we'll help you build your brand right here on the radio. Remember the song, it was a Black Eyed Peas, So You Had a Bad Day.
Yes,
remember that?
Yes, yes.
I'm not much of a singer, but do you ever feel like that song just plays in the background of your developing business? Because from time to time, you're going to have one of those days, and sometimes those days turn into weeks and months.
Which is awful, right?
Right?
We get that bad news, right? We've all experienced that feeling, a little sucker punch in the gut when presented with bad news, and we hate it, right? And we swim in it, and we swirl in it, and we talk to other people that encourage that, and we build it up to be even bigger than it needs to be.
Once it's a foregone conclusion and I'm the victim, I want some credit for that.
Always.
Give me some sympathy.
Always. And we watch people go on social media, you know, they don't like the way it turned out. It felt a little bad. And so we go to social media and portray our side of it to engage, you know, rally up our sympathizers so that why, right? Misery loves a company. So how do you deal with that? How do you make sure that when you get some bad news, it doesn't destroy you? It doesn't become everything. It doesn't become your new truth. According to an article on entrepreneur.com, it was taking a lesson from when the Wright brothers, for when they experienced bad news. But the biggest lesson in this, Eric, and this is really interesting, is discerning the difference between fact from truth.
This is written fact and truth. I heard what you said there. Here's the truth and the fact. Is there a difference? We'll get that.
They Andrew are two Whitman, completely different entities, according to this article.
Andrew Whitman is the author of this article, and he's a former police officer. And so he says this. He says, a fact is merely information. It's neutral, it's independent, and objective. When he was a police officer investigating a crime, he always searched for the facts. If and when a case went to court, witnesses would swear to tell the truth. But we know for a fact that eyewitnesses are unreliable at best because people deal in truths, not in facts.
Right. He says the truth is our internal perception of facts.
I'm twitching.
And circumstances color the experience of our lives. Now, listen to this. For example, right now, today, Eric, in Colorado, it's 68 degrees outside.
Right.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Yes, it
right?
is.
Right? He says that the truth is after living 3 years of living in Hawaii, 68 degrees was downright cold. Right? You live in Florida, you live in Arizona, it's a little chilly when it's below 70 degrees.
So the truth is subjective.
Right? The fact is it's 68 degrees.
Right.
That's it. Whether it's warm and it's gorgeous or it's frigid and freezing, that's your truth. Right? He says, after spending a winter in Serbia and Kosovo, 40 degrees felt balmy, and 68 degrees was heat stroke territory.
Facts cannot change. They're in unalterable. Truth, on the other hand, is pliable. Knowing this, we can take the facts of any circumstance and perceive them from any angle we want, creating for ourselves truth. Or truths.
Yeah, he says, so this is what we've been doing our entire life.
Where's Andrew been my entire
usually
life?
Usually to our detriment, which is why we are so bad at handling bad news. Because when someone says, I have some bad news, our automatic reaction is, this is a bad truth.
Right.
Right? My whole world is caving down. Where it might just be, it's 68 degrees outside. Right? You might need a coat.
Yay!
Right? You might need an umbrella. Right. I don't know. Whatever. He says, truths are what beliefs are founded on, and we act on our truths. Here's another example. He says, almost everyone knows the medical facts that fast food is not good for you.
Sure.
But for most of us, the truth is, that's okay once in a while.
We like it.
Right? What's the big deal?
It's good.
Right? On occasion, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Right? He says that he bases the observation on the fact that the fast food industry does billions of dollars in sales each year and the fact that 1 out of 10 deaths is related to obesity. And
right.
So the very first piece, if we're going to deal with bad news, if we're going to get through it and get to the other side.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts. All that emotional hubbub and bringing our friends in and misery loves company and let's go out and eat a pint of ice cream and Netflix binge.
All right. Let's go one step deeper. Let's go swimming in the deep end. Let's use the neuroscience. The human machine operates in truth, not facts. No exception, no way around it. It's a scientific fact that the brain, the hardware, and the mind and the emotions, that's the software designed to build to operate solely based on truths.
Hmm.
The hardware that turns facts into truth is called the reticular activating system. It's a section of your brain the size of your pinky finger. It's located near the spinal column. That is factually where you live.
Right? It controls our attention, our awareness, and focus. Our friend Gary Barnes, he is a contributor host here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. He has his Breakthrough Business Mastery Boot Camp coming up in just a couple of weeks.
26th through 28th.
He spends some time talking about this reticular activating system because it filters everything that we think, sleep, drink, breathe goes through this system. And it cannot tell the difference between real events and made up events. We get to tell our reticular activating system what the truth is.
It interprets the facts and tells your conscious mind whether to see the glass half empty or half full. By the way, when you are dealing with that issue, half empty or half full, take whatever liquid you've got in that glass and pour it into a smaller glass. Make it full. That's all I'm saying.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to just drink it.
No.
Because usually that's all he does. But this is the key to turning bad news to our advantage.
Okay.
Right? Or disadvantage. Right? It's how we perceive the glass half full or the glass half empty.
Sure.
Choosing to focus on what we don't have, right? Imagining negative outcomes, producing worry, anxiety, stress. Oh my gosh, this is never going to end, right? It's going to be like this forever.
Truth.
Or whether we see it, the glass half full, on the resources, all the milestones, all the opportunities, the people who have helped me. This is what we still have in place.
The water had to go through to get in the glass.
Sure. And so we can determine how we approach the bad news when we funnel it through our truth system.
All right.
So he says, be like the Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur.
They made the airplane.
The airplane, right?
Whenever you receive bad news, he says, separate out the facts.
Yep.
Recognize, acknowledge, evaluate those facts. The level of truth you choose depends on what you have focused your reticular activating system to focus on.
All right. Here's the real world example from the Wright brothers. Behold the bad news of the law of gravity, a fact that cannot be changed or altered. If you step off a building,
You will fall to the ground.
It's unalterable. And to the person who wants to soar, this seems to be bad news, right?
Absolutely. But their higher truth drove them to the discovery of different facts, the law of lift and thrust.
That's right.
So their desired outcome, the target, we will fly. Their programmed half full truth response eventually led to the discovery of additional facts.
Like typical takeoff airspeeds for jetliners are 150 to 180 miles an hour. Light aircraft such as Cessna 150, the plane that your husband flies, right? Take off at around 63 miles an hour. Ultralights can take off even lower speeds, and flying is statistically one of the safest ways to travel. All facts,
right?
Not necessarily
that
true.
Defy the law of gravity, right? You know, so choosing to create a higher truth that they would fly, define the truth, the fact that gravity says you step off a building, you will fall down.
Yeah.
Right? And yet they created their own truth. He says, how you deal with bad news depends solely on how you have programmed and trained yourself to perceive and interpret facts into truths that help you instead of hurting you.
Just the facts, ma'am. You know, hearing it from the perspective of the science behind it from a law enforcement investigative officer's perspective really makes all the difference in the world, because I do have a big issue between truth and how we perception, right?
Yeah, because, right, our perception is our reality, and Eric hates that.
I do. But this makes better sense and puts it into perspective for me. And it makes sense.
And so when somebody says, you know, because if I perceive it to be this way, that's my perception. That is my truth.
It's your truth.
And you can't change that truth just because your truth is different.
I can die trying.
And sometimes he has.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We come back. More positive business talk. You are listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network. We appreciate you for tuning in. For more information, be sure to give us a check out at experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Because I said so.
That is one parenting technique. How did that work for you?
Not so well.
Right? What if, you know, what if you have one of those kids, you just can't seem to get them to lift their eyes up from their devices, their screens, or are you tired of listening to them talk about and complain about being bored? Are you unsure of how to help, how to get them through if they're angry after they lose a soccer game or get a bad grade? Or are they afraid to try something new? Well, parents across the globe face these common dilemmas, according to experts Dr. Daniel Siegel and Dr. Tina Payne Bryson. They call this a no-brain response. In their new book, The Yes Brain, How to Cultivate Courage, Curiosity, and Resilience in Your Child, both doctors give parents the advice and tools and scripts and activities needed to turn a no brain into a yes brain. And we're fortunate enough to have one of the authors, Dr. Daniel Siegel, here with us. Dr. Siegel, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Angel, thanks for having me. Hello, Eric. How are you guys?
Dr. Siegel, doing fantastic. Thank you again for joining us. Let's talk about monkey see, monkey do. because I think a lot of the issues, you know, I used to be the director of a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center where, yes, we took kids down to the age of 12 up to the age of 18, but really we should have been taking the parents. there's a lot of parental influence when it comes to, you know, for instance, a young sports athlete gets bad news, they lost the game, and now they're just in the dumps. But we're patterning what our parents have modeled. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right, you know, and the yes brain approach is basically saying it's really about the experience of that game, not just the outcome. But if parents are only focused on whether the game is won by their kid's team, of course, the child takes on that same approach. And when they don't get it their way, they actually collapse.
Mm.
And that's the problem with a no-brain state is it doesn't give you any kind of resilience. It doesn't even give you the courage to actually try harder next time. You feel defeated and you get really angry and upset.
Okay,
and that's the kind of way we absorb what our parents are teaching us.
Is the no-brain where we're not even thinking, we're just kind of repeating and mimicking what we've seen?
Exactly. It's a reactive state that you basically generate when you feel threatened. So you're not thinking clearly, you're not flexible, you are kind of on automatic pilot. And kids do learn that, in fact, from us and even from their peers.
So how do we then, in that same example with the athlete, how do we reflect a yes brain activity and model for our children the best way to get through that game? How do we tell them it's the journey, not the outcome?
Well, in the heat of the moment, of course, when your child's upset and they've already learned a no-brain response, it's hard to do a lot of learning at that moment. So you want to really have a big strategy that you're going to take into your home. And the strategy is like this. You say, you're going to play soccer, and that's fantastic. You're going to do your best. You're going to practice between games. You're going to really work on your techniques. And then in the middle of the game, you're going to do your best and collaborate with your teammates. But sometimes you're not going to win. You're going to actually do your best, but the other team will actually do better that day and get more scores. So here's what you say to your kid before that game. You say, the key to living a strong life is enjoying the process that you go through, not just focusing on the outcome.
All right.
That sounds super simple.
Well,
but it is a difference that research shows makes all the difference.
I can see it making all the difference for the family unit that embraces that. But what about the other 18 people on the team that may not be in harmony with that? And, you know, you got a whole bunch of the naysayers, no brains, and one yes brain.
Exactly. Well, here's the cool thing. When you study teams that actually support collaboration and really being focused on the journey together, let's say in a game, let's say basketball is an example. One of my colleagues studies basketball players. When they're really focusing on the process of playing the game and collaborating, they actually do better. But when they do lose, they take a deep breath and they go, okay, let's learn from this experience so we can try it a little differently next time. Being a person interested in the journey and the process, not just focused on the outcome, doesn't mean you're going to actually lose less. You're actually going to lose more. You're going to actually win more because you are flexible, you're adaptive, you come at it with a more creative way of doing things. The issue is you have the resilience so that when you don't win, and this is what you teach your child, this is a yes-brain state, you teach them that they have an inner strength that even if they don't win the game, the inner strength stays with them. And that's the difference between a yes-brain child and a no-brain child who, when they lose, everything is gone.
All right.
You know, when we think about being this peaceful parenting, you know, so often, and I think Eric was right when he said, you know, we've needed to enroll the parents because we
sure.
come home at the end of the day, our boss has, you know, kind of been on our case all day about different things or our peers at work, and we're carrying all this stress. And then, of course, you go to the teacher conference and you learn all this other stuff. And now we've got all these reports that are due and we've got this big game on Saturday. I mean, there is so much that we as parents are carrying. Before even talking to our children, are there things that we need to be doing to prep ourselves to help them, I know that we need to have more of a yes brain before we can teach them to have one?
Well, Angel, the really exciting thing about this Yes Brain book that Tina Bryson and I wrote is it actually gives you sections of the book which are not just about, you know, what you do with your child, but actually what you do with yourself in exactly the way you're saying it. Because it says, okay, if you're always getting reactive, and I could do it now if you want, but if you imagine me saying no harshly several times, what it does, and should I do it? Do you want to experience it?
Sure.
I'm scared.
Okay, so here we go. I'm even going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say no harshly several times. You just notice how your body feels. I'll pause, and then I'm going to say yes in a different way several times. So here we go. No. 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 No.
I honestly believe I'm growing a tail and putting it between my legs.
Okay, right.
There you go. Now, take a deep breath. Here comes the yes. 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 Yes.
I feel better.
Well, there's a word we don't use a lot, I think, with our right. with our children, is the word yes. I think we often find the word no.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what did you notice was the difference between no and yes? Because this is the crucial thing a parent needs to learn, the feeling. How did it feel differently for
you? Almost like it was like heavy, heavy with the no, like my body coming forward. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Siegel, we are out of time. We are out of time. We're going to have to reschedule you to come back. Can we do that?
Absolutely. Now go for the yes brain,
say
and
yes.
You will have that good feeling.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
we
you.
Will bring you back, Dr. Siegel, and we will also pitch your book both on our social as well as to our audience when we return. Wow, that went by way too fast. We'll be right back, folks.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security.
You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Remember the old camp song, It Only Takes a Spark to Get a Fire Going?
Sure.
Let's all just hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Okay.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, well, you think about it, starts as soon as we're old enough to go to school, right? No talking with your neighbor, eyes on your own paper, do your own work. Not exactly words that foster collaboration. However, the most successful organizations today are built on the efforts of teams working together.
Yes.
Our guest is Thea Singer Spitzer. She's written The Power of Collaboration, Powerful Insights from Silicon Valley to Successfully Grow Groups, Strengthen Alliances, and Boost Teams' Potential. Thea is the founder of Critical Change LLC, has been a consultant, a strategic advisor, and coach to top executives and leaders for nearly 30 years, including 16 years at Microsoft. Here to talk about the power of collaboration, Thea Singer, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you, Angel. I'm delighted to be here with you and Eric.
You know, it's nice to have you on, Thea. Let's start with this. Jim Du Bois, you may know the name from Microsoft, says there are a lot of misconceptions on how to effectively collaborate, especially at the pace of change that we live in today. You say that there are ways to drive tangible improvements in the collaborative process. How?
Excellent question, Eric. The power of collaboration is about achieving an entirely different level of results by working exceptionally well with others. And when we do this, we create radically different outcomes. We're not stuck trying to convince others that our way is the right way or working around them if we can't convince them. When we're truly collaborating, we're creating something that is called a communal brain. We're not only bringing out everyone's best, we're turning those best ideas into a collective intelligence. And that is what allows these Silicon Valley companies and so many other companies to achieve so much better results. And that's what Jim Du Bois from Microsoft is talking about.
So when we talk about collaboration, if we don't currently have it now, you know, do we put everybody in a room instead of having everybody in their own offices? How often are we collaborating? How do we, you know, where does it start if we don't have it in our culture already?
Excellent question. And I think the answer is most of us don't have it in our organizations, which is why I was actually quite excited to come and talk to you today, since so many of your audience are startups. And it is so much easier to create a collaborative culture when you're starting up a new company than changing an entrenched culture.
Sure. So,
to talk to people who are just starting companies, but to answer your question, most of us don't have that luxury. And it's about creating, it starts with creating what I call a collaborative ethos. And what that means is it's not a technique, it's not a series of tools that we're using. It's coming in with a belief that we're a lot better off as human beings, as a company, as employees within that company, and as the consumers who receive and purchase products and services from that company, when people truly want to work together, when they realize that they gain so much more by listening to others and by sharing with others. So companies that are 10, 15, 50 or 100 years into their legacy can still adapt these practices of creating the collaborative culture, of working with people as individuals, of creating some team processes, and changing the company practices to support that collaborative ethos.
Theo, here at Experience Pros, Angel and I are big fans of collaboration. We think that that's a key to leveraged success. That being said, we are also aware that there are a number of companies and organizations that do not embrace that. Rather, they hold their cards close to the vest. There's no, you know, we don't call it competition. We call it co-opetition. But for them, there's no give and take at all. How do we get the message out to them? Or should we just let them be?
Mm-hmm. Again, a great question, Eric. I think we have, some of us suffer from the misinterpretation that because we're from a different industry, perhaps we're a highly regulated industry, a nuclear power industry, or a hospital, or financial institutions, which are and should be regulated to protect the consumers, that therefore there isn't a place for collaboration in our organization, or there's only a very limited place. So the point is that there is actually a place for collaboration in every type of organization. And I have a whole section devoted to that on my book, in that whether you are a highly regulated industry that you operate in, a moderately regulated industry, or an industry with very few regulations, collaboration, having a collaborative ethos will benefit you no matter which of those industrial types you are and operate within. And there are some differences. You do have to do things differently, and I make some suggestions in one section of my book. So you have to think about it in relationship to your culture and to your industry and what's right for you. I'd also add that even in organizations that are of lesser regulation and have more freedom, collaboration is not the answer to every piece of work done in every organization. There's times when results benefit a whole lot more from introspection and from individual work.
Sure.
But there are also times when the results hugely benefit from people coming together.
Our guest is Dr. Thea Singer-Spitzer. She wrote the book, The Power of Collaboration, Powerful Insights from Silicon Valley to Successfully Grow Groups, Strengthen Alliances, and Boost Teams' Potential. Thea, do you have one of your favorite examples of an organization that was able, that excels in collaboration?
I do, and I would love to share it with you.
Please.
It is the Golden State Warriors, the NBA basketball team from the Bay Area. I've been following them for several years now as a fan, and noticing that the way that they do business, from the owner, Joe Lacob, to the president, Rick Welts, to the general manager, Bob Myers, to the head coach, Steve Kerr, to each of their basketball players, epitomizes the model that I'm putting out in this Silicon Valley. In fact, it epitomizes it so well that I devote an entire chapter of the book to showing how and why a basketball team can be so collaborative and fit this model so well. I think it's a fun read for everyone, even if you're not a basketball fan, and even if you're not a sports enthusiast. I think that it will bring smiles to your face as you see what they do and why they do the things that they do.
All right, Thea, how do we follow you and get a copy of the book?
My website is critical-change.com. My email is thea@critical-change.com. Or you can go to my Facebook author page, which is, you just go to Facebook and type in Thea Spitzer's Power of Collaboration.
There you go. The Power of Collaboration. Powerful insights from Silicon Valley to successfully grow groups, strengthen alliances, and boost teams' potential. Thea, you have been a joy to have on the program, and truly, you clearly know your collaborative game, and surprised me. You know basketball as well. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Eric and Angela. I listen to your program. I value your insights, and thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
Oh, my gosh. It's been great. We're so Absolutely. Thrilled. Thank you so much for pouring into our audience. We encourage them to all go and get a copy of this great read, The Power of Collaboration. It is necessary if you're going to be a successful business in 2018. Thea, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You know, collaboration is such a critical piece. We talk about it so much here on the radio show because we put it in terms like this. It's not what you know. That's secondary to in value to what who knows you, right? And who knows you working together, strengthening. It's truly the what is it? The sum is greater than the parts.
Oh, you know, absolutely, absolutely. And just thinking outside of the box and thinking creatively, looking at other industries and what they're doing, how they're being collaborative. And like Thea said, when you start up, if this is the culture that you create from the startup, then right. you don't have to undo it and you don't have to change it. The good news is, even if you've been a company and you've been around a long time,
sure.
there's no better day like today to make those changes. I think 2018, for many companies, it's the year of change. It's the year of change and yep. the year of results. And also collaboration is right up there.
You betcha. All right, gang, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to wrap this show up, put a bow on it, and wish you a very great rest of the day. But it's not done yet. Turn up your volume. Do business with the people who do business with the pros. For more information or the archives of this broadcast, check out experiencepros.com.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
This is America's home for positive business talk, and we are positively thrilled that you are a part of it. Thanks for tuning in to this, the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Do you ever imagine what it would be like to have more customers than you can imagine?
I don't know that we ever really go there, right?
You know, more customers than we can imagine, that they're just coming at us, that we're attracting them.
Yeah, I usually just stop with, I want more.
We want more.
This is what I have over here, but where I really want to be is over there.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's a gap between where we're at and financially where we need to be.
Right.
And the number of customers that stands in our way is usually that's what we're focused on. Just to kind of get to the bare minimum, or maybe even not the bare minimum, but you know, our minimum goals. Think about the number that you need to achieve in 2018 revenue wise, and that covers all the cost of operation, that covers the cost of marketing, that covers all of your staff. That is your minimum. That is the minimum to get us to where we want to be at the end of 2018.
Right.
Now, if things were going to be really juicy.
I like juicy. Yep.
What if we multiplied that by three?
What?
It's not going to be three times harder to go out and, let's just say 1,000 customers is your customer base goal.
Okay.
Right? And that's your minimum in order to hit the goals, the revenue goals, operation costs, and all of that to maintain your business.
Right.
It's not three times harder to go out and to grow that to 3,000 customers. Once you get on a roll, once you have the systems in place,
and
you've got the
momentum going on,
all of that, it's not three times harder. Now, imagine that you even took it one step further than that and you just blew it out of the water, and that number had an extra zero and it was times 10.
Times 10?
Times 10.
Yeah, right? You got my attention now.
Right? More customers than you can imagine. Now, then you would be in a position to say no to the things that don't serve you.
Right.
No to the people that don't serve you.
Buy a yacht.
You would have abundance mindset, because you would have abundance in everything. And so much of what we do, the way we think, the way we approach stuff, is with this desperation mindset.
And by the way, folks, desperation has an odor.
Stinky breath, right?
It's stinky.
Right? You know, we're desperate. We're panicking. I need you to buy my stuff. We make bad decisions.
Yep.
We're not making smart decisions when we come from that space. And so, but how do we get more customers?
Well, let's be frank. You can have more customers. You can have more customers than you ever imagined. And you can find yourself madly successful without selling your soul.
Well, no, we're not selling our soul. Of course, we kicked off 2018 with our 1,000 fans in 100 days campaign to create that momentum, to energize you, to get that initial following base. We're going to give that initial base of followers results and turn those into customers. If you want to play with us and be a part of our community, of our 1,000 fans in 100 days community, we've got a Facebook group growing.
Yep.
Love for you to join us and be a part of it. The gateway to all of that is the website massivemediaexposure.com. We're going to give you our complimentary download of how to get more media exposure, as well as the link to join us on our Facebook group. First thing you need to do is stop needing new customers. Right? It's all about, I need it, I need it, I need it. And that stuff just does not work. If they get within 5 feet of you, right? You're giving them their business card and you're asking them to make a deal. We assume that the first time we meet somebody, we're going to go from A to B, right? We're never met you before and we're closing the deal just like that. Doesn't work that way.
No, it usually doesn't.
Right? People need results. People need to know that you're going to serve them. They've got to know that they can trust you. They've got to like you. And you've got to have the credibility and social proof that not only can I buy from you, but you're going to be around for my repeat business and when I send others to you.
Right.
And so if it is all about, I just need customers and I just need this deal.
That makes you needy. And by the way, desperation has an odor.
Add so much value that people think you are crazy. Go out and have abundant thinking. Give until it hurts. Start helping others. Start giving results. Make sure that they get results instantly and immediately from everything that you have to offer and everything that you serve.
Because karma is a thing. And what goes around does come around. Kindness begets kindness. And so when you are being excited about what other people are doing, that contagion will come back around and they will be excited about what you're doing.
Second thing is stop treating customers like they are the enemy.
That's right.
You know, we've got signs up everywhere that say, you know, if you shoplift, you get a free ride in a police car. And you know, we've got terrible return policies. And, you know, if you cancel and you've never canceled before and you've been a loyal client, I'm still going to charge you $50 because you didn't show up today.
And there's a restocking fee.
Oh, my goodness. Who
stop
wants
it.
To do business? Your competition is Amazon. Where it's free shipping, it's free returns, it's super easy, and that's your competition. If you make it any harder, why would I shop with you? Oh, because we're small business and we should support small business and small business is good. I agree, but not if you don't deserve it and you treat me like
poop. Okie dokie. I think we got that. Speaking about the way people treat people, one of our very first taglines, in fact, the very first tagline that Experience Pros ever had, still has to this day, and that is that we are creating a revolution in the way people treat people in business. We need to treat our referrals like the gold that they are.
Always.
And the referrers.
Right? These are not just names and an email like that we can be so flippant and casual about.
Right.
Right. When somebody sends you a referral, how long does it take you to respond? How quickly do you pick up the phone and call and connect? How quickly do you send out a thank you card to the person who sent you the referral with a little coffee card in there? Because you want to repeat, you want to reward the behavior you're after. But what do we do? We're like, that wasn't such a good referral. No, they didn't buy from me. Or, you know, you always send me people that aren't a good fit for me.
You missed the whole point of the referral. Whether or not they do business with you is secondary to the fact that standing right behind them is what we call their Frank Circle. Friends, relatives, associates, networks and neighbors, and customers. If you for a minute take for granted the referral that was given, you have the opportunity of missing out upon thousands of other referrals.
Don't think that you have to pay a commission on referrals when they close the business, which is pretty traditional.
Right.
Right. If you send me business and they end up closing, I'll send you a referral.
That's a commission.
Exactly.
That's a sales position and fill out the 1099 for it. Just saying. We got to go. Time flies when you're having fun, and we have had more fun than we normally do. But please come back and join us again tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. For more information on how we can help you become the influencer of 2018, check out experiencepros.com.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
Biz Talk Radio,